Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson, a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, across from me in the southwest corner of our bedroom slash studio is one Melissa Nickerson. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
How are you? Good to see you. We are here. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Today is, I don't know what day today is. I don't know what day you're listening.
It's the end of August.
A lot of people are backlogging right now, and yeah, you're going back through, and the downloads are up. So welcome back. I don't know how many of you guys are active on your, like,
you're back.
Boom, this is, I can't wait every Tuesday. There's a few of you backseaters, and we love you so much for it. So we are here. I hope you, wherever you're at, you guys are hanging in there. Today's episode, we are talking virtual distance learning. So if you, what'd you say?
I just said, oh man.
So if you have your kids in private school, then
Maybe just don't tell us.
That, you know, I did that video earlier this week of, you know, I asked you guys, I solicited some responses of, you know, the, you know, how virtual learning is going for you. And there were a couple people that mentioned it in private schools, and you're like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I mean,
I'm going to have to mute you on the internet.
The real unfortunate part is, you know, how pretentious your kid is going to be when he grows up. But other than that,
just in a bubble.
Private school. No. I don't know. Private school is probably fine.
We're not going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Melissa is so upset about virtual school, she refuses to talk loudly into the mic. Melissa Nickerson.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Hold that thing right up next to your face.
I'm like getting to like an SOS, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's... It was. Okay. So, so for context, for those of you who don't know, our eighth grader, fifth grader, or no, sixth grader, eighth grader.
No, you had it right.
Eighth grader, fifth grader, and first graders returned to school this week. And by school, I mean virtual learning. And all of them started on Thursday. Was it Thursday? So we're 2 days in, and you know, I feel right now, we're recording this on a Sunday afternoon, I feel the way that I felt when I was in school, which is, ugh, the weekend is over. That's how I always felt on Sunday afternoon. Now, we don't have homework. That's nice.
The dread is approaching.
The dread is absolutely approaching, and it's just not a good feeling. It's just not... You know, and you're carrying the primary weight of the structure and everything, but emotionally, it's just like, oh, gosh, we got stuff to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you know what? I shouldn't complain too much, because most people go to a job on Monday and they're like, yeah, that's how
we're
all
like,
of us feel.
What's this structure stuff?
I know. I told you. I told you this.
We both work. It's just very non-traditional.
Very non-traditional. Yeah. I told you that in quarantine, when the kids were in school, so in spring, quarantine, my schedule had stopped, and but we were still schooling the kids. That was the closest to like a weekend feeling I had remembered maybe in my whole life. Because when you were a kid, you had sports on the weekend, and then we worked all throughout college, and so you had to work Saturdays. You know, Saturday was the only 8-hour shift you could get in. And then I've never had a Monday through Friday job. You know, I've either worked in churches, you know, which where you work Sundays, in the rec center. I was all over the place, you know. And then obviously comedy.
And then
weekend
Starbucks,
is,
Outback.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, weekends and nights,
movie
baby.
Theaters.
Yeah, I don't, this,
holidays.
I don't even know about this 9-to-5 life. But the this felt a little bit like weekends, which just, I don't know. Are you dreading tomorrow? Or are you like, oh, here we go?
Well, I am, because tomorrow has a lack of structure. because our our middle school took on like kind of, they put in place like a hybrid schedule, even though it's all virtual.
So we have two kids in one school and then one kid in the elementary school. So what we've done with our education wise is we have one elementary school that our kids go through kindergarten through third grade.
Yeah.
And then we have this hybid school.
It's a charter school. It's not actually charter, but okay. It's a specialty school.
And it's fourth through eighth grade. And it's right next to the high school that they're going to go to. Mm-hmm. And it has like an arts focus. So it's like late elementary and middle school. And so two of our kids there, and then our other one is at the same elementary school that they went to, which is across the street from our house. So
yeah. So, well, with this hybrid format, Mondays are like teacher meetings, catch-ups, extra help, what's that called? I got all these new words. Intervention.
Intervention.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's what the parents need right now.
Yeah.
Is an intervention. I need the rest of the family.
Yeah.
You're struggling, we would all like to get together and just do what we can to support. We've noticed that your life is spiraling. Due to, this damage that you're putting on your body, mind, and soul.
Right.
That is virtual learning.
So our older two kids have an hour of Zoom tomorrow.
Just 1 hour.
Yep.
Because I'm in LA tomorrow for a meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
so Claire has 2.5 hours in the morning on Zoom, and our older children have 1 hour.
And then they're what? And
10,
then are they supposed to do free learning at that point?
They are done.
So they go from 9 to 10 tomorrow.
9, 10 to 10, 10.
Yes. 9, 10 to 10, 10.
Yep.
So
and
they
then
Claire's
done at 10:45.
So they don't have school tomorrow. That's like a day off.
Yeah.
Are they supposed to do independent learning?
They don't have any assignments.
No independent learning after that.
Like maybe like one of them has to do like an all about me kind of.
So this is the thing. So let me backtrack.
And I have parent back to school Zooms.
Yes.
So I have to get on and their teachers talk this whole week. Those are filtered throughout.
So you have assignments tomorrow.
Yes. This week I have assignments that they don't have.
Because I really feel for teachers in this because, again,
absolutely.
You teachers are saints and servants. There's, to use the lingo that's always thrown around, there are some bad apples.
Yeah, but they love kids.
They love kids. They're usually in it for the great reason.
Most of them.
You have no training on this whatsoever, so you're figuring it out. I talked about this a little bit in a video. Our poor district had to pull their curriculum that they had chosen the day before. It was this program. I think it was like Acelus or something like that.
I don't know how to pronounce it
because we never used it again. And I looked into it because the video, and it was like all this stuff of saying that this guy was like racist.
They
were using it in Hawaii. Yeah. Hawaii pulled it. San Diego's, a bunch of places have pulled it since. And like I went and looked at some of the lessons and it was like weird and creepy and like some of the lessons
weird.
It was such a weird vibe. The one where they use like, hey, we B for banana, and then when they got to the G, like G, you know, gun.
What?
G for gun, you're like, what?
No, there was this teacher was like, I'm Miss Sweetie Lips.
Sugar Lips. No, Sweetie Lips.
And
then she's
like, we're not gonna talk about that.
And then she blushed.
Her little cartoon icon blushed.
Yeah, we're not even going to talk about that. Sweetie Lips, how'd you get that name? Oh, it's just the creepiest.
Like, what in the world?
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, it's one. But that's the point. Like, I feel for teachers because they're figuring it out as they go along. And they didn't, it all happened very suddenly in the spring. And I think during the summer, there was still this hope that things were going to go back. And they were kind of trying to figure some stuff.
And it all depends on the county, the state, and the numbers, the COVID numbers.
They're trying to train you as they go along as well, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's what your Zoom meetings are, is what you're saying?
I mean, I've already been in a couple of these, but traditionally, you have your back to school nights, like the week or two after school starts. So I wrote it down.
Okay.
We have 13 teachers.
Uh-huh.
over the three kids.
13 teachers, okay.
13 teachers. My kids have 34 Zooms a week.
Oh my, 34 different Zooms.
Yes.
That they have to tune into.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the first
I'm
grader
like,
one's
why do
a lot
I feel crazy?
Yeah.
And yeah, and then so this week, now those teachers in various platforms and ways want to also Zoom with me
mm-hmm.
to talk about like their back to school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the middle school sent out a 72-page packet that I had to go through, print, and fill out for my two older kids. And I that was last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is just the way it is when school starts. You know, like, it's just all the forms, all the
right
things. That's right. Normal, but it's just super different yeah. this year. And I'm starting to text random friends like, hey, what's your first grader doing?
Right. Like how are they doing?
Could yeah. they just have a screen-free play date over here?
Yes. Yes. Like, yeah. I talked to...
like, we got a neighbor behind us. They've got twins in first grade.
Yeah, we don't know them.
But we do know them.
Yeah, we just don't hang out with them.
I'm like, we're hanging out now.
Are like, we? Have you connected with them?
I'm going to.
Okay. Like, yeah, the ones with the small trampoline back there.
John's kids, with the twins.
Oh, John and drop off all the... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We know him super
they
well.
Have the same... Yeah, oh, they have the same first grade teacher.
Oh, I thought you were talking about... those aren't our neighbors. Where do they
no,
live?
They live behind us.
Where? Which house?
Well, they're a little closer. I'm going to, you know, yeah, should I just Google map
it? I wouldn't call this a neighbor.
No, they're on the street behind us.
Yeah, but that's not a neighbor.
Okay.
I'd say well, a neighbor that, is... Let's define neighbor.
I'm just
neighbor.
Saying that I'm pulling Donald some
MJ,
deep...
We got Nick and Bonnie. We got the Airbnb. We have rotating neighbors to that side.
I'm just pulling out some
and
deep
then behind
context.
Us, we have... like, what's their names on the other side of the fence?
Shelly
and Kathy.
Yeah.
And then...
The perpendicular
kitty corner ones, we don't know
we
them.
Don't really know them.
So, but you're desperate yeah. for social time. That's what we were saying yeah. right before this. We're like, mm-hmm. we got to get this. Joel, we're just waiting for the flag football dates.
Because they're waiting on the city
and he's,
to
exactly.
open up the field.
And he's like dying, you know, like we were saying, like, so he's super into skateboarding, which I love. I love that Joel's into skateboarding.
Mm-hmm. That just started... you know, mid-May.
But
yeah,
and he's getting really good. You know, yeah. I took some videos of him and it was great. And it's like a big fan, love the kid. And it's like good and it's independent. So it serves him very well. But
yeah.
we're also just like, you need to have some more structured stuff though, because everything in your life can't be independent. Like this, to me, this is the primary struggle of quarantine and for a child is everything can't be independent. You're on no team sport right now.
Right.
You're not in a classroom right now. You're not in your church youth group right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you're barely seeing some friends. Like, you've got to have a group think mentality, like a group mentality, because when you, you know, it's one of the primary things that you're trying to wean out of a child is selfishness. And literally his whole world is by himself right now, you know?
Yeah.
And so
mm-hmm.
you were saying, like, we were talking about, like, skateboarding. And this is a little bit of skate culture where he was like,
oh, yeah. He was like, I'm texting my friends about breaking into the middle school. If it's going to be so fun to skate around. Because we went to the school to pick up devices. They took mm-hmm. pictures on Wednesday. And he's like, I just can't wait to skateboard these hallways. And I'm like, well, that's illegal.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You're going to get in trouble with your school, for one. Like, are you going to, is that the plan? You're going to go damage up your school property? That's fantastic. What a great plan. Like, and we're not like some squares. We're just saying like, bro, there's a lot of open skate spots, you know, but a lot of that is skate culture.
Yeah, because they take the videos.
Well,
and
I mean,
a lot of
80s yeah. skate culture was built on skating abandoned pools, right? Like, you know, just like.
Well, didn't you? You've got a photo of you skating the Denny's handrail.
I don't know
or
about that.
Arm rail.
Oh, there's.
Right?
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah,
Denny's,
yeah, yeah. And there's a photo of me like jumping over a gap. We called it the Blockbuster Gap, you know. And
yes.
that's just like you just are a nuisance, though. Like even like I like
oh,
watching
yeah.
Joel skateboard, but I admit like. You know, like I went and saw him kind of like, oh gosh, I would be so annoyed by this kid. But it is, unfortunately, it's so sad because, one of the local skate parks and stuff, like, you know, it's just not an option right now. And the skate parks and stuff are closed. And you're like, oh gosh, it's a bummer. It's a really, you know, you would, But the point being, like, you're talking about, like, how do we get dance and how do we get, what were you talking about, like, with Claire, like, well, getting some dance shoes or something?
That's the funny thing is, Claire has always been, we've told you guys this, but Claire has always been terrible in group classes.
Yeah, not her thriving point.
Because she sees me, she's a mess.
Yeah.
Like, she just doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And so I the joke has been that I always end up doing the class.
Right.
You're and like, I'm not kidding.
Melissa's so, showing some of her old gymnastic skills.
And it just, we've tried, like, maybe the first two classes she's good, third and fourth class, you know, done.
Right. Which is too bad because she's not bad. She is, you know, like, I was playing with her out earlier today.
Yeah, she's pretty good at kicking a soccer ball.
Yeah.
She's pretty fierce.
Yep.
You know, and she's not unathletic.
Yeah.
But she's a free spirit. And we were like, hey, should we just buy you some tap shoes and you can just YouTube that?
Well, because at first we were like, we need to find a mama and me tap class. This will be the thing. Let's just embrace it. We don't, but like nothing, first off, that doesn't exist. It should exist. At least it didn't exist anywhere here.
Not for her age range also.
Yeah.
Like maybe like a 2-year-old. Yeah,
we were talking about mama and me dance classes are for like 2-year-olds.
Right, yeah.
Real quick, we did
those tumbling classes.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm glad that we brought that up because this is a nice little segue. Because where did we do a lot of those classes?
At the Croc Center.
At the San Diego Croc Center, guys. Yeah. And the San Diego Croc Center, as you guys know, is a very important part of the Nickerson family. I worked there for 5 years, and Melissa currently works there. Our kids have done so many different programs through there. Let's see if we can name them.
Swim lessons.
Let's go back and forth of the programs that we've done there. This will make it personal to see who.
Okay.
So I swim lessons.
Soccer.
So many soccer seasons. Flag football.
Let's see.
Ice
skating.
Yeah, I was gonna say Gloria birthday parties. Skating. We've had birthday parties down there.
So many birthday parties.
Yeah.
Well, play care. Claire did a lot of play care.
Yeah, we've certainly worked out there. We can make this faster because you're thinking slowly.
I'm not good on the spot.
All the dance programs that we've done, the tumbling programs, theater that we've done there.
All
of this is down at the Salvation Army Croc Center, and they right now need to raise $105,000 to support scholarships for kids and families so that they can take part in these programs. Just a little bit by the numbers, if you guys are, you know, interested in giving a donation, $5, you know, pay for a month of karate, $10 pay for cover a season of soccer or basketball, you know, $50 provide a single student to take 8 private swim lessons. That's one that's near and dear to Melissa. $100 will cover one kid's tuition to a Croc Kids Junior Theater Program performance. So, you know, there's a lot of different stuff, a lot of different programs, I think, you know, and you know, in our community, one of the big parts of the Croc Center is that anyone and everyone, you know, regardless of where they're at financially, should be able to participate. Mm-hmm. And so that's the point of the Heroes program, which we've done so many times before. So to make a donation, go to sd.croccenter.org. And right when you get there, there's going to be a big red button that says make a donation today. So check that out. A lot of non-profits like the Croc Center, you know, lost kind of their big fundraising season. So if you guys are at a point where you guys can go make a donation and you want to do something that'll make a difference in a community that we live in, an organization that's important to ours, go to sd.croccenter.org.
Yeah, well, and the teachers and the staff are just amazing. And
amazing people.
And there's a lot of need in our community.
There is absolutely a lot of need in our community. Mm-hmm. What
better way than to give it back to the kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, really nice. okay, so I have a question for you. So is there, I was looking at, you know, Melissa, you actually are very perfectly suited for the virtual learning. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying, like, you're very organized. You've already brought out, you have some laminated schedules, which is great. As I've mentioned many times before, Melissa majored in lamination.
Yes.
Or adhesives. Uh-huh. Melissa adhesives. Majored in adhesives.
Well, laminating falls under adhesives.
Under adhesives. Yeah, that's a focus within the major. Melissa's actually a graphic design major, but she is quite... quite astute in it adhesives and knows how to adhere something to something else. So there's schedules everywhere. Mm-hmm. You created Melissa got like those classic like, you know, folder
three fold kind of project boards,
right? And yeah, created little workspaces for the kids. Mm-hmm. So when they wake up in the morning, they have their little area.
Yeah.
They were able to design them. Joel wrote some.
He's like, I am bored.
He wrote, send help. Yes. I'm dying here.
Yes.
I'm so bored.
Yeah.
That's him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, well, bro, that's school. Like, and you know what's part of the reason? I actually think that part of this is very good for him because I shouldn't say that. But what I was going to say, the only struggle Joel has in school is talking too much in class. It's the only struggle that he has.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. He like can't do that now.
Right.
So it's mm-hmm. so boring to me. And I can't, like, we talk a lot about, like, I was talking to him about one of his buddies who was a really good friend to him because Joel had a tough start to his
seventh
last
grade
year.
Yeah.
And this friend was very good to him. And he's like, you know, we're not really that close anymore. And I was like, oh, why is that? And he's like, well, you know, he doesn't really like to talk in class. Like, and I was like, and I looked at him, I was like, Joel, that's the correct thing.
Like, he's quiet in class.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's not a personality thing. He's right here. He's being, but then he's like, well, did you talk in class? I was like, no follow up questions. This is.
Did you get your teacher to love you?
Yes, through talking in class.
Even though you didn't,
I know,
produce the work and test results that were always necessary.
That was me. I don't know if that's Joel, though, because Joel's just a straight-A student. That's why you can't be that hard on him when he's like, I talk a lot in class. I was like, well, I mean, your grades literally couldn't be better. So.
I think you just have to find the teacher either meshes with Joel or they don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
they get his snark, they get his silliness and his socialness.
Yeah,
and they either allow it or they don't.
I also think that, like, some of the teachers, you know, I wonder if I was a teacher, if every once in a while, like, a talkative kid is just kind of like entertaining to you because you're like,
oh, totally.
You know, like, mm-hmm. yeah, like, this is different.
Like, it's not boring. It's, they're funny.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Like, yeah. It's so, yeah, exactly. Like, well, this will make the class go by a little bit faster.
Well, and he doesn't like a teacher that talks down to them.
Yes.
Like, he wants, which I think a lot of teens want, is they want to be treated like they're becoming adults.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, in the way that they're talked to.
Right, right. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I do think this is preparing him for high school because this is the future.
Yes.
Of high school and college.
Yes. And in that's the thing, even regardless of you know, the virtual learning aspect, like, you have to be so independent in mm-hmm. high school and college or you'll just fail. Like, if you can't mm-hmm. like hear a lesson and then go put it into, like, you don't have, like, by the time you get in high school, you don't have a teacher walking around desk to desk checking your work.
Or,
it's
like,
not
telling
like that
you
anymore.
To put your name on your paper.
Exactly.
You know?
That's exactly it.
Like,
yeah.
Or finding your missing assignments.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're like, we're not going to hold your hand.
Yeah, exactly. So what I was going to ask, because I do think you're so well suited for this, and, you know, you've set up the dividers and the little things, and there's a lot of labels out.
Yes.
there's a lot of stuff. And I know it's stressful, but does part of you like it? Because, or like, the organization side, because there's schedules posted everywhere. And I mean, like, you even have right here on your clipboard, it's like a multicolored system with very, like, you got a pen and various highlighters and colored packets. I mean, like, you
have stashes of school supplies. I think I like the materials more than I don't like teaching.
Right, 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 right.
And I used to help in Claire's class once a week. I loved those kids.
Right.
Like, they mean a lot to me and their unique personalities and stuff. However, I'm not great at teaching. Yeah. Like,
no,
that's not a strong suit.
And I will say, what the teachers told us, and this has been true so far, is they said, like, you're not the teacher anymore. We're teaching. You're like the teacher's aide. And I feel like that's true because mm-hmm. I know that this has sounded like so far like I'm not doing anything. I'm around.
Someone's got to work.
Someone's got to work. Someone's got to produce
and
some income.
I'm still calling the accountant.
And
I'm not.
And when you went to work on Friday, I got them all set up before. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. You get them set up, but you can't. You have a first grader on a piece of technology. You don't just walk away from that scenario. Like you, like she has.
Oh yeah, she's questioned.
In an hour time, I had three little tech issues, or I had to find a packet for her, or something like that.
I guess some parents are using baby monitors. Oh, you know, like the video baby.
Yeah.
I mean, which
interesting.
Where do you even put that? You know, like, but because like even the teacher said, because we'll be off camera,
mm-hmm.
but the teacher will be like, "Go get a parent if they're not working."
Right.
Or someone in an adult to, you know, kind of run something by, and you're just like, gosh, this is just everyone's hands are tied.
Yeah,
you
know? Everybody like, is. It's all that's exactly it. Like you just if somebody has to work, and I consider us like very our unconventional schedule is serving us very well right now. Now, it's not serving us well when I leave on Tuesday for 10 days.
Yeah.
That you're like, hey, Melissa, mm-hmm. all of it. But, mm-hmm. you know, like that's what a lot of parents have two. I don't, you know, God bless you. Like if you, the two working parents, like one at home, like you said, they're doing baby monitors and just trying to.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard.
Well, and it is, it would be different if we just had the fifth grader and the eighth grader. Now, I don't trust them to not, you know, just like watch YouTube all day, you know, even
right.
with, you know, whatever restrictions in place on those devices. But I'm just saying a first grader needs constant interaction and attention mm-hmm. from an adult to do learning.
Right. Yeah. This you know? Let me read you this one. This one is good. Somebody sent me this and it didn't make it into my story. Someone said this. It was let me see if I can find it real quick. Okay. So somebody sent me one of the photos that I used, and it was this. I'm just going to read it to you. It was my 6-year-old who can't seem to figure out that you pee in the toilet, not in your pants, but somehow figured out to private chat her teacher on Zoom to type out the word stupid missus.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even know she knew how to shift to capitalize the letters.
Yeah, she capitalized it.
So there's a picture of her like got in the private chat to start badmouthing her teacher.
And then she's the one who wrote the really cute apology note.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. She wrote the the apology note. I'm so sorry. You're not stupid. I couldn't. So when I read that, I was like, I didn't. That's a first grade. That's Claire.
Yeah.
Claire got in there. It would be able to write stupid misses. Claire can't spell either of those words. But
I could definitely see our older kids who are more. They're more independent than Claire.
Right.
Claire
right.
is not super.
I do. Yeah. Like that is, you they know, are more independent.
Claire is super sneaky. She would have.
I have no idea what they're doing. Like I'll walk over and I'm like, are you on the call? But I think the teachers are doing a pretty good job, but there's just no way. I mean, they've got so many kids on those Zoom calls that they.
Well, that's why I put them all at the table.
Yeah. Yes.
Like with dividers. Yes. I was like, you. They
yeah,
all
I forgot
have,
to say that.
There's three desks, but they're all in their bedrooms.
Right.
And I did. My living room is not going to have three desks in it.
No. We have one table. It's a nice table. We like our table very much. It's a gathering place. We eat there. We play games there. We put stuff there. We put groceries there when we come in. And now we educate our children there. And it really is like it's a great, because at first they're like, I don't want to listen to that, and now it's perfect because they get their little divider, they have their space, they have headphones on. The big kids don't talk much.
No, it's like, pretty quiet.
Claire has to interact a little bit, but mm-hmm. yeah, I will mass credit to the teachers. I mean, they really are, like they said, kind of taking the education, like they said, the teaching part of it. But like the 1 hour day tomorrow, and then like a lot of the stuff got cut short. We call it in our house like Professor X-ing it. That's a very specific mm-hmm. reference to,
because every X-Men
movie Professor X is always cut in class short.
Yeah, well, because there's an emergency.
Yeah. class dismissed,
which I always say, like, they're highly understaffed. They're X-Men, and then they have to teach all those kids. Plus, they have to keep them all in their rooms at night.
It is true.
You know?
Yeah,
they don't
yeah.
have enough staff.
I know. Why is Logan a professor?
And why? Storm. They're always like, Logan, will you look after all the kids?
Yeah. Listen, I know you taught all day. But now you're going to have to fend off Weapon X soldiers as well.
Yeah, here comes like the whole country against you.
So, yeah, they are cutting it short a little bit as well. But when we looked at our first grade teacher and I saw, you know, we went to the school and we said hi. And I really like this teacher.
Yeah, and we've had her before.
She's a fan of mine, which is nice.
25-year teacher. Yeah.
Claire's teacher is a 25-year teacher?
Yes.
She looks great.
She does.
25 years?
Yep.
I'd have guessed like young 30s.
I know.
Miss T. Mrs. T. I don't know if she's married.
Miss T.
Miss T. Woo!
Yep.
I had no idea that sounded like I was saying she's hot. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I had no idea she was that old.
She's super attractive. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Moving on.
I don't know if she listens to the pod or not, but what I'm saying, when we went by the school and, you know, she had a look in her eyes
we started the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I made
the pickups.
Yeah. And I made a joke about like, hey, you know, that we'll
do
this.
So we drop them off Monday.
We drop them off Monday. And she's like, are you going to come help? And I was like, I mean, that's the thing. Teachers, whether it's virtual or home right now, it's so hard. It's so hard because like when you go back to it's not like it's normal. Or I'm sorry, when you go back to school, it's not like it's normal.
No.
You know,
well, and so that's where we're at because the county is getting to the point, San Diego County, where we could reopen.
Right. You were telling me this.
And
like numbers wise.
Yeah.
I mean, my COVID test came out negative, so that's good.
We didn't think you had COVID. You were...
Oh, yeah. Quick story on that. Yeah. My dad's moving back in with us. And so I'm going on a big trip and I'm going to be in close quarters with a couple people. And I got a couple of those backyard shows coming up. So I was like, hey, it's a good idea to get a COVID. And so COVID test. And we found one. It's easy. 5 minutes from the house. Got the results the next day. Totally free. COVID free. But I was telling you, I was like, with my dad coming in, like, you might want to get one. I might want to get one. And it might just be something we do periodic. Like, well, I think if I'm gone for long enough, if it's that free and easy, just go do it. Right. Because we're with my dad, you know.
Yeah. Anyways, that's a whole different can of worms.
Yeah. but anyways, you were saying, are the numbers in our county? My joke was that, you know, I didn't add another positive to the list.
Right.
We were driving in the car the other day and... So radio stations, we listen to a lot of radio in our family. I like radio because of the pure spontaneity. Our friend Mike always used to use that term. That's the thing with a radio.
You
don't know what's going to play. Mm-hmm. And that's fun. And our local radio stations. You know, okay. So the updates that you normally hear on a radio station are weather traffic. And traffic.
Yeah.
And then one that San Diego does a lot.
Surf report.
Yes. The San Diego Surf Report, you know, which is funny. And they had a San Diego COVID report. You know, like the little thing they do. And it was very helpful. It was like 45 seconds of the best summary of San Diego numbers I had heard. You know, like deaths, cases, reports, increase since. It was very, very helpful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but you're saying that San Diego County numbers have gotten better, but we're not in San Diego County and our district. Oh, we're in San Diego County, but we're not in the San Diego school district.
Yeah.
But you're saying that they're not even pushing for it?
Like a lot of places have started hybrid. Not in San Diego, but that's like, you know, 50% of the class goes like 2 days a week. And then the 50% goes the other 2 days, you know,
and then
1 day is at home. But we have to get our school district to approve that. And from what I hear, like, that's not even on the table until like January.
Oh, man.
For our school district. Yeah. And then San Diego
Listen,
unified.
I think next week, I'll probably be letting you guys know about a very special project. And then hopefully in 3 weeks, I'm going to let you guys know about another special project that I'm working on right now, depending on some things that are happening. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that those special projects are special enough that I can finally afford private school.
I guess a lot of people are doing that.
Of course they are. Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, some people don't have a choice.
Yeah. Well, when you think about the childcare at the school times three, you're like, we're almost at private school numbers.
Right.
You know, if you're paying for full time childcare.
It's so challenging.
For several children or one child.
If only we didn't want our kids to be pretentious. I'm kidding.
We can't
afford it. Yeah. So expensive.
But anyways.
Like, listen, you guys can have private school now or college later. We can't. It can't be both these things for you.
Or so food. So,
I keep interrupting you. I'm so sorry. Or food. Yeah. But we're still getting from that government assistance. What?
All I was going to say was San Diego Unified, the big public school district in this area, has released a hybrid model, but they say, but funding will be gone by January.
Mm.
So they're broke to try the hybrid model. Great. Because you can see how it would cost more.
Great.
50% attendance, mm-hmm, plus a virtual online, mm-hmm, element. It's just, it's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where are our tax dollars going right now? What? You and I were saying this about, it was just,
this,
you
know, is just we're California.
Not, we're
this
not
is coastal cities.
Vehement, you know, anti-government folks. But I don't like any big organ. I don't like organizations in general. So, but we were talking about like, okay, so our public parks are closed.
Mm-hmm. The playgrounds have been closed for almost 6 months.
Our libraries are closed.
Yes.
We're not getting our services, right? I'm just saying, if I'm not getting the things that my taxes pay for,
right,
do I have to pay my taxes? Or just cut them? Because those are two big ones for us. Parks and the library. Mm-hmm. You know, you're getting like a hybrid version of the library. But me and Joel hop the fence to go to the park across like the street from our house so we can play football.
That's just a field.
And it's not even a park. Yeah. It's just a big wide open field,
mm-hmm,
that is like,
because the playgrounds have tape around them.
They have tape around. Yeah. And this one, there's a hole cut into the go through the fence. And I was like, I can't fit through that hole. They didn't cut an adult size hole to go in here. So I'm going to, we hop the fence so we can go play football. And you're just like, it's just a mess.
Well, one of our local parks, there's homeless people that they just went under the playground.
Right.
But that's a whole different San Diego issue.
Yeah, we're not here to talk
SoCal
about
SoCal issue.
Yeah.
Homelessness, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not even just a... I mean, that's an everywhere issue.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
And like we said, when we were in L.A. and San Diego right now, when the downtowns aren't... popping and busy, you're like, mm-hmm, there's a lot of homeless people here. I'm not getting any judgment. I'm just commenting. I'm just noticing a lot of homeless people.
Yeah. I said it to a couple of friends. I do feel like I'm in a reality show where they just keep taking things away from me.
Yes.
Just to see what I'm going to do.
To the Melissa Truman Show. Like, I just see when you never asked, you never answered, like, I mean, does part of you like it? Though you like, because you're killing it. You're killing it.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, packing all the lunches and getting them all out the door at 7:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Driving.
Yes, that's what
to
I was.
The schools.
Yes.
Waiting in the heat of the day, mm-hmm, for them to come out.
Right.
Be
in your air conditioned van.
Sassy fourth grade girls.
Oh gosh, yeah. I don't miss that.
Our carpool.
We had a carpool situation that was a little on the gossipy side last year, but that's what I was going to ask.
Just that
will
age.
You?
Yeah.
Will
so there
you
was a lot.
Ever complain about drop off and pick up again? I don't think
I
will.
I don't think so. No. Every back to school night is like 95.
Mm-hmm.
You're in that gym without AC.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the metal chairs, just like drenched in sweat.
Totally.
But you're like, just whatever, man. Like,
yeah, some San Diego pickups, especially in September and October. And then again,
so
sometimes
hot
in May and June. Well, May and June aren't. No, it's September,
no, it's
October.
September, October. Like, yeah.
You're like, is a five-year-old too young to walk home by herself? I think she'll be fine, right? I mean, it's just across the street. There's no, what's it called? Crossing guard duty. What are they called?
You said it, cross guard.
Cross guard.
Or...
You complained enough
traffic
to get those back. So,
duty.
just hit them with like five Mel's tips real quick on people. Like on because I would say this. I'll do them for you because I'm a benefactor of them. One of them is to write out the schedules, print the schedules, post the schedules, because every single person in our family, except for Claire, so me, Joel, and Gloria, all asked you a schedule question of which you did not answer. You just pointed to the schedule. You were like a college professor saying it's in the syllabus.
Right.
Like we have this information is for, and it's fair. It's for, you're like, mm-hmm, I've already gone through the work to provide you. Don't be so lazy. that you just...
Yeah, I'm not giving free handouts.
No, you got
the handouts.
You have it. Yeah, that, and I understand that because it's a pet peeve of mine to answer questions that I've already answered. It's not a great pet peeve of mine. I just like, you know this.
Well, at least try and look for yourself first.
Right. Joel asked us a question the other day. He was at the table in the, I don't know if he was in the middle of class or not, you know, like I think he was, or it was like, or maybe he was like studying, but he had, you know, his computer in front of him. And he asked us like what oncology was, you know. Which yeah. I'm like, I think I didn't remember it, but then I looked at it, it was the study of tumors. Like, but I was like, bro, you're in front of the internet. Answer, you have the resources to this. And if your teacher has asked you this question, then there's ways for either you got a book, you got the internet, you yeah. can figure out what that is. Now, maybe don't Google image it. That was one. Yeah, Gloria was choosing. Gloria spent like 45 minutes like choosing her avatar.
iPad.
Oh gosh, yeah. The avatar for her thing, and it was like she Google imaged Harley Quinn. I'm like, can't do that. Cannot.
She also did like a screen yeah, saver.
I know. So any other Mel's tips?
Okay, so yeah, if your kid's device has a calendar app on it.
Oh, this was huge.
This
was huge.
This was from a Facebook group. I didn't think of this one. Mm-hmm. So put the classes in there. Put reminders mm-hmm. like 15 minutes before, 5 minutes before.
Mm-hmm.
You start hearing them.
Mm-hmm.
And then put the Zoom link in the calendar.
Perfect.
Event.
So now all they have to do is it pops up. Bing. They're in there.
They're
boom.
In. Yeah.
Exit. Excellent. Okay.
Another really big one is make them all eat lunch at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Or because someone gets super distracted yeah. when someone else is getting lunch.
Yes, and they all want snacks. That's
the best thing that they have done is they said you have to eat and drink before the class.
Yes.
And wait until after the
right.
class.
Right, you can't be snacking the whole time.
And they're like an hour and a half classes.
Right.
Claire's is one chunk of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so great.
Yes,
just
I agree
to be like,
that.
You can't have snacks.
You cannot have snacks right now.
No.
Yeah.
They'll just eat all day. Grazing,
yeah,
you know, and
they're not exercising except for the fences that they're hopping to go to their public parks.
So that's a really big one.
Okay.
Third one, you got to get all their Zoom etiquette right.
Mm-hmm.
Like mute themselves when they enter.
Right.
Their name.
You're doing
in.
Too. You're like making them get up, get dressed, brush their teeth, eat breakfast. Like they're no mm-hmm. stumbling out of bed and getting on your Zoom call. You're like, you're getting yeah. ready for school. Mm-hmm. I think that helps too.
I think I got two more. Okay. Let me see here.
I mean, you don't have to hit five. I don't, but if, or you have two more ready.
I don't have two more
okay,
ready,
that's
but
fine.
I can try.
No, don't for all good
stuff. I was going to say something that was a little bit heartbreaking was, Joel had a breakout group
mm-hmm.
and they were,
oh yeah,
they got in a breakout group and they were supposed to discuss what they did over the summer.
Yeah.
And he's a talkative kid. Mm-hmm. He can talk to anyone for any reason.
Yes.
And he said a couple things mm-hmm. and then he's like, Mom, no one's talking in this breakout group. And he's like, one of the girls is on FaceTime with another girl in the other breakout group. You know, like it's just,
I know.
So sad.
It is,
and
yeah.
so much of it is just that they're on technology and they're not face to face.
Right.
And this is the last thing that middle schoolers need is more technology.
Yeah. I mean, so Seinfeld wrote that article about like, you know, the greatness of New York and why, you know, Zoom won't replace everything. And what he said was like energy. Like the energy
yeah.
between people being together. Like tomorrow, I have a big meeting in LA tomorrow.
And it's great that it's in person.
It's huge that it's in person. We all kind of agreed like, hey, the things that we're talking about are of weight. And so let's go do this in person, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was just one of those like,
And you also, yeah, they asked them what they did this summer and nobody did anything. Right. There was like a like, hey, what have you been doing this summer? And like it was just...
Claire's class made like a little pie chart mm-hmm. and one of them was bickering, like just, you know,
yeah,
that
yeah.
is a truth that a lot of kids spend a lot of time fighting with their siblings.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And
big piece of the pie
parents
chart.
Parents fighting with the
The computers.
There go the sirens. The Zooms. I mean, that was timely. You guys, please, well, two things. One, Godspeed to parents, teachers, kids listening.
Yes.
I know it's very challenging right now. And
we're all feeling
those
it.
Of you who are in private school, well, this is a clean podcast, so I can't say what I really feel about. You know, I'm just kidding. God bless you. But hang in there,
You're
folks.
Making sacrifices, too.
And please, you know, we're kind of running in a format right now that I like, where we talk about a topic and then we go back to the old another previous topic based on any emails that you send us. So if you guys have some more pain horror stories of how virtual school is going or some tips or something you'd like to share, please shoot us an email at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Exactly. Or hybrid school, how's it going?
I'd love
to hear about how in-person school is going. You know, shoot us some emails. Our last episode, we talked about sleep problems and sleepwalking and all those kind of things. And we got some emails to read here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This one is here. I haven't read these. So this one here is from our friend Belle. Hi, Dustin and Melissa. I enjoyed your podcast on how to get your kids to sleep. I thought the idea of a little tent in their bedroom was genius. I have a story for you that I might that might help some parents. Oh, by the way, our friend Joe Muth. Joe texted me. I forgot to text him back. Sorry, Joe. You know I love you. He sent me a picture right here. Tent life all day. No judgments.
Yes. Crib tent.
It's pretty funny. My daughter had three girls. She had a terrible time with them because they were all wound up at bedtime and couldn't sleep for hours. Their ages were 2, 3, and 9. This is our middle child. She cannot go to sleep.
Right.
I had just bought an ice cream maker. I don't know, not know where this story is going. And they were visiting me one evening. I asked them if they wanted to make some ice cream. We were all excited, and they told me they wanted chocolate and would help me. As we poured in a large amount of cocoa, I thought, this is a lot of chocolate. I hope the caffeine doesn't bother them. The ice cream turned out fine, and we all enjoyed it. The next day, I asked my daughter how they slept that night. She said, terrible. It was the worst night ever. I told her I had wondered about the caffeine. She told me she would hide all the chocolate in the house for a while and see if their sleep improved. It did. She said it was like a miracle. So that's our story of curing our daughter's sleeplessness. They could maybe have a little chocolate with lunch, but one bite after that. Glad to hear. Glad to hear you were back working, Dustin. I was also happy to hear how great your family vacation was. God bless, Belle. Belle, you're such a sweetheart.
Belle, you're awesome.
You're the best. There you go. Chocolate. The caffeine and chocolate. Doesn't affect Melissa.
I know.
Melissa... in the late night chocolate.
Oh man, that's my vice.
That is your vice right there.
It's like almonds and dark chocolate.
Keep in mind, guys, you never know when there might be some secret caffeine. You know.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about it. Next one. This is from our friend Brandon with the subject sleepwalking. Brandon says, when I was a teenager, my best friend was a sleepwalker. One night, I woke up to see him leaving his room, naturally thinking that he had to pee. About 10 minutes later, my friend's parents got a phone call from grandma who lives across the street that my friend was there making a sandwich.
Yes.
This was the thing that my friend's parents put alarms on their door.
I know. We need.
He left the house. He crossed the street. He crossed the street. Sleepwalking is so dangerous.
It's scary. I think we need to get an alarm for when we're in a hotel room. You know, you just shove it over the door, under the door.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes off if the door opens.
Oh.
Yeah. They have these, like, for safety reasons, you know, like if you're at a hotel alone and you're worried.
Oh. What is it again? It's an alarm that goes
off? It's an alarm that... It's like a door wedge that goes off. Somehow, if the door gets open.
I mean,
we have a security system in our house.
You could also just put a wedge down so the way they can't open the door.
I know. And that's what we did. That's what we did with the suitcases. But I need to tell the parents when he spends the night at friends' houses.
Yeah, because
I haven't yet.
Yeah.
Because this is new.
Hey, lock the doors. Yeah, well, that is true. We've never heard about him sleepwalking at somebody else's house, but, I mean, there's probably no rhyme or reason.
Well, that's because they're up gaming.
That's true.
2 a.m.
They're not sleeping.
Yeah, they're not
sleeping. Joel's on a bender right now. He went beach party to video game sleepover to pool party right now. That kid's living his best life.
It's not a big pool party. It's a small family pool party, but the teen got to bring a friend.
Right.
Whatever.
threw a big party last night. And
yes.
I wanted to call the cops on them because of COVID and because they didn't invite us. I mean, come on, guys. Okay, last email. This here is from Amanda. Hi, Dustin and Mel and Steven. Guys, Steven's coming back soon. Steven's on the episodes that we have guests. We haven't been doing a lot of guests right now because of COVID. And he is also, they got a preemie.
He's got a lot going on.
They got a lot. They got two young kiddos. They got Bach and Elgin. And
Elgin's not home yet.
And Dorothy just had a baby, and Elgin's not home yet. They got a whole lot, and he's still working. They got a lot going on. So this one is from Amanda. Thank you so much for your podcast. It has got me through my husband's... Oh, God. Again, I haven't read these.
What?
My husband's vasectomy infection and now the pandemic.
Whoa. I shouldn't laugh.
Wow.
That doesn't sound fun.
Those words should not go together.
No.
Vasectomy infection. Amanda and your husband. God bless you. Mondays with Mel has been a highlight of my week. Make sure you two still do it in the future. Do a few in the future. So about sleep. I have four kids. Number three is my girl, and she's a gem. She's fully toilet trained herself at 2 years old and went back to sleep in her own vomit the first time that happened. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
The boys, on the other hand, are pieces of work. The 11-year-old had night terrors and started while camping at the age of three. Oh, my gosh. Night terrors.
Yes. Joel had night terrors at three.
Yeah, but not in a... I mean, maybe in a tent.
No, you
but
just
they
don't
were,
remember
No,
this.
I'm saying the camping part. They
right.
were camping.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
It's basically like you have a possessed child that wakes up screaming, running around the house calling for you. That's what I'm saying. You don't... night terrors... Our kid had nightmares. Night terrors are a different thing.
He would scream in the night, but he wouldn't wake up.
Yeah, night terrors are a different animal. It's basically you have a possessed child that wakes up screaming, running around the house calling for you, all while you look at... all while looking at you with the very eyes and not wanting you. The peak moment as well was when he was in grade one. He had a night terror when he was sick, which is a trigger, and ran around our house projectile vomiting and crying.
Oh, my gosh.
It ended up as my husband hauled the 60-pound puker up the wooden stairs in his ginch. I don't know what that is. What's a ginch?
I don't know.
Slipping in fresh barf.
Oh, currently, I have slipped in fresh barf.
Fresh barf. Currently, his night terrors have faded. That was your own.
I think it was the cat's. I've slipped in the
cat's.
Oh,
I thought you were... We're talking about different stories. Currently, his night terrors have faded into a general terror of a middle schooler. The 9-year-old is great at sleepwalking and peeing. We moved a lot... And these events would flare up in our current house. He would stand up at the top of the stairs. The bathroom was behind him and pee down the stairs.
No.
He peed into his little brother's crib.
No.
In random doorways and my kitchen garbage while I was standing right beside it.
Yeah, we only have one boy.
Oh, best parenting moment was leaving all the kids sleeping in a tent and visiting family in the next campsite. Heard the van door and went to investigate and found the van open, a shoe inside, and a stream of pee which looked like it came out the van door. One shoe was in the tent and he managed to get back to bed. I did not sleep well the rest of the trip, but hey, the youngest boy just turned three and seems to have a night terror every few days. Lord help us all. Oh, Amanda. Oh, man. We were talking about not complaining about drop-offs and pick-offs. I'm not going to try about school anymore. Oh, Amanda.
You've topped the charts.
Thank you for that email. That was hard to read. Oh. thank you, Backseaters, for continuing to be in the best little fan base that we could ever enjoy. Please, ever have. Please, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/don'tmakemecomeback there to give a little more and get a little more from the podcast. And shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomeback@gmail.com. Thank you so much, guys, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. I wanted to give a special shout out to our designated drivers. That is our highest level of patrons. Demarius Diaz Stevens, Troy Meacham, Dave Hoagland, and Rachel Jakewith. Really appreciate your support of the podcast. If you have not already, please like and subscribe and share. Backseaters, you mean the world to us. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. and I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.